The Laughter of God by Walter C. Lanyon. Chapter 14. The Letter and the Spirit. Singing masons building roofs of gold. Henry V. The textbooks of today will become the ABC books of tomorrow for all those who have eyes to see. What a world of good came to you out of the little ABC book which you have long since cast aside. What secrets it contained, and what mighty doors it opened to you, and yet you have cast it aside. Yes, you have cast it aside, even as a reference book, though not a day goes by that you do not use the entire substance of the little ABC book. In other words, you took the spirit of the thing and left the letter behind. It was the spirit of it that opened the doors of the universe. By the use of it, you could explore any country and language and understand and read the thoughts of men long since gone from sight. It is a wonderful thing, and yet only valuable when it becomes part and parcel of you. As long as you are blundering over the letters from one to another, it is not very productive of the results. But once you have grasped the understanding and imbibed its spirit, it starts on its magnificent unfoldment and has no end. By it, great avenues of contact are established. And yet, I repeat, the actual book has gone. You care nothing for it. You do not look back upon it with regret. So when the letter of anything goes, the spirit comes. If I, the personal, go, the Comforter shall come. That is, the revelation of the spirit will come. The one who never lets go of his ABC book is found to be either a fool or an idiot. At least he is considered, in the parlance of the world, as subnormal. The letter killeth, the spirit giveth light. When you begin to see this, you will begin to understand that it is only the spirit of the truth that will be anything to you, and you will begin to give up the dead formulae. It is by my spirit, saith the Lord, not by might or power, not by force or effort, but by my spirit. By the spirit which is hidden in the letter, you shall be able to set free the new expression. The spirit is like the life of a seed. The shell must first fall away before the plant can be made alive. The shell must first be destroyed before the life can come into manifestation. So is it with the word. The letter must drop by the way, and the spirit must be released. It is wonderful and glorious. Heaven and earth are filled with the revelation of Almighty God. Do you hear, you who read this page? Do you see back of the letter the spirit shining through, the spirit which has wrapped up in it the means of complete expression? All that the Father hath is mine, is true, and is correct, but gazing upon the letter and trying to make it so is like expecting tropical flowers to grow in the northern blasts. But cast the letter aside and release the spirit, and revelation comes to you. It is like magic. Why? Because it has a way of its own, a means of coming into manifestation that man-made laws cannot even put into words. No man knoweth the Son, but the Father. It is wonderful. Why do you not release the letter from your life and see the glorious spirit work out into expression? The signs will follow. Remember that as soon as the seed is cast into the ground, into the secret place, the shell or letter of it starts to drop away and releases the new life and beauty. Faith, as a grain of mustard seed, is no good unless the shell of the letter is broken and cast aside, and the life of the seed allowed to appear. The glorious promises that you repeat over and over are all filled with the possibility of manifestation. It is the adherence to the letter that killeth. Over and over the same pattern, day after day with no results, but with the irritating knowledge that it is all there. When you stop trying and cast your burden on the I Am and actually are ready to let the Spirit move in and through you, then you will see that the Spirit giveth life and power and that you are suddenly ushered into a new state. Right where you are, right in the place you stand, right in the present surroundings, the transformation takes place. Because by the power of the Spirit are you made to see that which eternally is and always has been, the kingdom of heaven here and now. The Spirit of the Word reveals the concrete manifestation. It is then that the Word becomes flesh and dwells among you. Just as you may hold in your hand a dried rose bush and talk for hours to a group of people about a rose. If they had never seen one, they would only have the vaguest idea what it looked like, even after you had described it. But cast it into the ground, and then your very words will become flesh. And they will see the rose, which in one instant will convey more than 1,000 lectures could. Do you see? It takes the faith of a child, for the adult cannot let go, and would rather talk about how and why, and when and where, and would rather spend hours pointing out what is wrong with other members of the universe, than spend one moment trying to rid his own sight of the beam that is outpicturing every evil. If I wear a pair of dark goggles, the whole world, so far as I'm concerned, is gray or dark, but that does not make it so. If you look through the eyes of limitation and ugliness, everything appears so to you. Even God becomes a God of wrath, and Jesus becomes a hard taskmaster, regardless of the regaling statement and promise, I came that your joy might be full, and I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. Do you see? The power is here not to destroy, but to fulfill the law. To fulfill the glorious promises. All these little points of evil that seem to be giving you so much trouble will be picked up into the positive expression of good here and now. It is wonderful, and it is glorious. God is everywhere, and beside him there is naught else. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Where is me? Believe, and ye shall be saved. Do you see the power of the word believe? It is pure acceptance of the word in the face of the most adverse testimony. When the appearances are as far removed as the rose bush is from the rose, the belief acceptance will cause the holy promise to be released. Do you see why? Then went he in and shut the door, has its importance to you as never before? Argument and talk about these precious things will only bring the ugly futility of the letter. The letter without the Spirit is dead. Do you hear? It is dead, of no use. The books that we are reading today on truth will be the ABC books of tomorrow. We will have imbibed the spirit of them and dropped the letter aside. Why? Because the textbooks of the future will have to do with things that we only casually mention at this time. From time to time we hear of levitation, the fourth dimensional expression, of the Superman, and of many things that could not be told us back in Jerusalem. These will form the basis of the textbooks of the future. For the spirit of the present teaching will be released to such an extent that sickness, sin and unhappiness will be unknown. It will be so generally understood that no one will stop to marvel at the working of the law of the absolute. There was a time when a man who knew how to read was outstanding in a community, but today it would be an exception to come upon one who could not. So it is with the Word, with a capital W. Just so soon as you release the Spirit from the letter, the things that take place from the standpoint of spirit are bound to appear. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Be still. I have many things to say to you. When we learn to be still and not talk constantly to the divine, we are beginning to experience the deep hidden things of the Spirit. New doors are open to us, new avenues of expression, and the unafraid state of consciousness becomes manifest to us. The former things shall pass away, they shall not be remembered nor come into mind any more. The shell that releases the living plant shall be forgotten, it shall not be remembered nor come into mind any more. You could not put the flower back into the seed, nor can you put man back into the limitations of a state of consciousness from which he has freed himself. When you are freed from a certain state of consciousness, you are not subject to any of the laws which formerly operated therein. Just as the flower which has released itself from the seed is not under any of the laws that applied to the seed. For example, a bird or animal might have carried the seed away, or it might have been left upon the shelf and destroyed by insects. As the flower comes under the care of the gardener, it has protection and a new set of laws and environment. This illustration, as all illustrations, is inadequate to convey the idea of the wonderful change that goes on when the shell of the letter is cracked and the new idea, the Spirit, is released. The Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee. Fear not, when you cast your burden on the Lord, He will sustain thee. For eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, and it hath not entered into the heart of man. Be still, be still, be still, and listen for the revelation to be made. Close the material eyes that are hypnotized by the serpent of appearances, and see the revelation that is coming into manifestation, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. If you abide in this consciousness, this believing consciousness, then you shall bring forth much manifestation. It is the following of a natural law, a law which is stated in terms of grace, divine intervention, divine influence. All knees shall bend at the name, nature of Christ. Every temporal power shall come tumbling to the ground. Every golden calf shall be brought low, and the kingdom shall be established here and now. The new dimension of life enters only from a point within and never from without. The oak tree proceeds from the center, which is in reality only a point, where the already finished thing makes itself visible. Through our limited thought, it seems to grow, but when we can look again, we will see the flower before the seed. What we see as growth is reality appearing. Before you ask, tells this revelation. It is.